Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchas Shabbos, and we're learning Chayyadim Perek Tes, Klal Tes, Simon Gimel. And today's shiur is sponsored by Benji Kleidman, Yunish was his parents, Chaim Meir Ben Mordechai Levi, and Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. Finishing off this thought that the Chayyadim introduces about the concept of the Drabbanim, we know that the Drabbanim and Shabbos are referred to as a shoes, etc. Why does it have its unique name in regards to a Drabbanim? It's called a Drabbanim, and simply, both the Rambam and the Ramban look at this as being more than your regular Drabbanim. It was almost as if the Torah gave a mandate to the Chachamim that make Shabbos Shabbos-tick. Limit what you can do on Shabbos. That Shabbos should have a different feel. It shouldn't be just a continuation of the week. The Rambam's language is in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Never but Torah Tishbois, the Torah says that you should rest. Charisha, it's according to the Pasuk, Charisha B'Katzir Tishbois, that's in Shmos Chaf Gimel. I feel the midwarm sheinam malacha chayav lishbos mehem. Even things which are not malacha, one needs to refrain from. Midwarm heim shasru chachamim mishum shvois. Therefore, there are many things chachamim limited because of this concept of shvois that we should rest. Mehem midwarm usurim nei sheim doimim la malachas. Mehem midwarm usurim gzeir hashem yobim mehem isur skila isur malachas. In other words, so there are things which they look like malacha, same which they might come to malacha. And Chazal asked it because of this concept of shoyz. So the Rambam is seeing that this concept of shoyz is an assay of the Torah that the Chacham have taken because of this and expanded it. The Tiferes Yisrael and his introduction to Masechta Shabbos takes it a step further, which are things which are referred to as Ubda Dachol. It's the same idea that we need to refrain from weekday activities to give it the flavor of Shabbos. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, in Perech of Gimel, a Pasuk of Dalet, this is by Yom Tov. It says, Yielachem Shabbosom, so that it should be a day of Shabbosom. She Yom Shvis Halanuch Boy. So he quotes the Mechilta. The Mechilta is in the Parshas Shmois, excuse me, Parshas Bo, this week's Parsha. Re'isi Parshas Achodesh, Ushmartim Sayyim Hazep. Loma Nemar. So the Mechilta asks, what's Ushmartim as Yom Hazeh? It says, where he says, Komalacha lo ye'oseh behem. Eli al dvorim shehem yishum malacha. Dvorim shehem yishum shvoz minayin. How do we know there's things which are because of the concept of shvoz? Tamalomer, Ushmartim as Yom Hazeh. L'havi dvorim shehem yishum shvoz. So there's this concept of the Chazal wanted to limit what you can do because of the concept. There's a command of the Torah that the Chazal took and said we need to create it to be a point of Shmos. So he continues and says that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to be menucha, should have menucha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even things which are not the malacha. So for otherwise, he says a person can spend this time measuring to weighing Paris. Filling up the chavos of yayin, cleaning up the houses. He can move stones from bias to bias. You could put things on your animals. You could sell. You could buy. You could have the store open. The money changers are handling money. The workers can get up and go to work, rent themselves out. All of these things would be midaraisa would be mutter. The kach omer shabbosom she yom shvisa menucha lo yom terach. So this is the understanding of what this is supposed to be. So it's it's a concept of an asmachto. The concept of asmachto is the Torah gave a source for this din rabbanon, but it's even stronger than that. It's the Chachamim understood over here that this is a mandate that they should create a Shabbosic atmosphere, a Yantavdika atmosphere. You can't go up in a tree, you can't ride on an animal, you can't go on a boat, on a raft, etc. These are not malacha. These are things which Chazal answered. Interesting side note, we'll maybe just clarify. There are certain places in the world which have a suffix, which day is Shabbos, because of the international dateline. In those places, the approach of some poskim is that one of the days they keep only the derises, not the derabonans. So just give a flavor of that, what that means, and next year, meanwhile, have a good day.